DW.
Minpa Village, an isolated settlement in Sukma district, which is a Maoist stronghold, has just over 650 residents who predominantly grow their own agricultural produce. Located nearly 500 kilometers, or about 310 miles from the state capital Raipur, the village has no electricity, no potable drinking water, is not connected to any paved roads. There's only a makeshift thatch roof school run by a local. Access to the village is a grueling journey, as it is located in the dense Dandakaranya forest. It is still a no-go area for many, despite the presence of a security camp which was set up last year as rebel attacks increased in the area. In June last year, 17 district reserve guards were killed and scores injured in a deadly Maoist attack here. For medical assistance, villagers have to walk several kilometers through dense forests. Giving birth in a hospital was virtually unheard of in the area. The pandemic escalated the problems in a region starved of healthcare infrastructure, says Raja Porayam, a villager. Speaking in Gondi, a tribal language which is spoken by a large section of indigenous communities in the country, he says they initially didn't believe COVID existed.
We did not know what the coronavirus was, and we were told it was a dangerous disease that could kill people. We found it hard to understand, and many of us did not believe this. We thought it was a conspiracy by authorities. It took a lot of convincing.
Kapil Kashyap, a medical block development officer from Sukma, said villagers in Minpa were a close community and unapproachable. But in the last 2 years, volunteers and medical workers have worked hard to win trust among the villagers. Over a period of several months, they visited the village, trudging through the rough terrain and at times during bad weather.
It took a lot to dispel misconceptions of the vaccine initially. When they realized it was safe, people began taking the jabs. Now we have managed to vaccinate 90% of people in Minpa with the first dose and will administer the second one when the time comes.
The local medical unit hopes to administer the second dose of the Covishield vaccines within the stipulated 6 weeks. Minpa is just one of the many remote villages in the state of Chhattisgarh that has been battling this problem. Because of the insurgency, many such places have been made inaccessible. Some haven't received basic services in years. The forest area alone covers over 40% of the total geographical area and continues to be the tribal's biggest source of food in the form of edible leaves, fruits, tubers, yams, seeds, animals, and medicinal herbs. While vaccine hesitancy and inaccessibility have challenged the COVID campaign, there has also been the push by a collective of NGOs, local networks, and mitanins, or health workers, to persuade a wary and hard-to-reach population. Sam Sundar Bandi, a UNICEF official in Raipur, has been overseeing the drive.
We've been able to use all kinds of influences, the local influences, the state influences. We spoke to faith leaders, we spoke to tribal leaders, we spoke to local elected representatives. And somebody had to go and tell them that, you know, it's all right, you can have your vaccination.
Changing mindsets and behavior patterns has been tough among the indigenous population, posing a real challenge for medical staff. But many have come around. Roya Medeme, 27, a mother of two, said she was told about the dangers of COVID and agreed to the vaccination.
I wanted my family to be safe, and the health workers convinced me that vaccination was the way forward. I agreed to the injection. I now know this disease has come from other countries.
Pradyum Sika, a villager from Maoist hit Dantewada, was skeptical of COVID and what it could do to people.
I did not believe anything about the coronavirus coming into India. I thought it was a conspiracy and a ploy by authorities to fool us.
Many villagers were under the impression that the vaccine would result in harmful after effects, such as making them sterile, and were initially hesitant in taking them. But what changed? Pradyumsika again.
I saw pictures and videos of people dying. It was scary. I took my jab afterwards.
Volunteers explained in detail how the disease could affect them, which proved to be the tipping point. Besides poor literacy and lack of empowerment, Chhattisgarh is among those states which have high levels of malnutrition and anemia among children and women. According to the government's own data, at least 1 in 3 children below 5 years suffer from malnutrition, and almost half of all daughters and mothers in the state are suffering from anemia. But the way forward to tackle COVID was to rely on trust, says UNICEF's Sam Sudhir Bandi.
It doesn't take a long time for them to understand what the reality is and what's going to hit them. For many years, we have gained their trust. We've built that trust.
Murali Krishnan, DW, Sukma, Chhattisgarh. DW.